إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud him, in him we seek help, and in him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our affairs and deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever is left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter in this deen is a cursed innovation, and every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. Today, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'd like to discuss something that is not talked about enough. And this issue that some of the Muslims, in fact the Muslims from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way up to now, have fallen into. And as time goes on, it gets worse and worse. And that issue is what our Imam Abu Muhammad Al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Khalf Al-Barbahari says, is a muhdath of the deen. It is a newly invented matter in the deen. And that issue, he said in his book called Sharh al-Sunnah, Explanation of the Creed, he said, Al-Kalamu, Wal-Khusumatu, Wal-Jidalu, Wal-Mira' Muhdath. He said that quarreling, and debating, and wrangling, and arguing is a newly invented matter. يَقْدَحُ الشَّكُّ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَ صَاحِبَهُ الْحَقَّ وَالسُّنَّةِ. He said that this thing of quarreling amongst yourselves and debating amongst yourselves and arguing amongst yourselves in areas of the deen, in areas of the Quran and the Sunnah, is a newly invented matter. And it casts doubt into the hearts of the believers. It will cast doubt into the hearts of the believer, even if the believer arrives to the truth and the Sunnah. That arguing and quarreling and debating and wrangling and being involved in controversy pertaining to the deen of Islam, this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will cause doubt in our hearts if we do it specifically pertaining to the Quran and the Sunnah, specifically pertaining to the names and attributes of Allah and Allah's divinity, and any of the important aspects of which all the aspects of Islam are important. When we find ourselves falling into debating and arguing amongst ourselves about Allah and His being, the thing that He gave to us to worship Him, it will cast doubt into our hearts. Even if you or I reach the truth and reach the Sunnah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the guarantor. I will guarantee any one of you Any of you Muslims who are listening to my voice, reciting the verses of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will guarantee you a house, a palace, in the suburbs of Jannah, in the suburbs of the Garden of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he or she would leave off arguing and debating and quarreling, even if they're right. Even if you're right and you know that you're telling the truth, Allah will give you a palace in the suburbs of Jannah. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ إِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And I will guarantee you a palace in Jannah, a palace in the garden of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the paradise, in the middle part, in the midst, right in the center of the Jannah, and Allahu A'lam, for anyone who will leave off lying even when they're joking. You tell a joke, but that's a lie. Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who does not speak of his own desire, his revelation in which he's inspired with, said he will guarantee you a palace in the midst of the Jannah of Allah if you leave off lying even when you're telling jokes. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and a palace in the highest part of Jannah, لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقَهُ, for the one who improves his character. And one of the ways to improve your character, brothers and sisters in Islam, is to leave off this muhdath, leave off this newly invented matter in the deen, this thing of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his Quran, مَا يُجَادِلُوا فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, to show how serious arguing and debating in terms of the deen, arguing about the Qur'an, quarreling about the Qur'an, involving yourselves in controversies about the deen of Islam, to show how serious it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that they do not argue concerning the ayat of Allah except those who disbelieve. It is a form of disbelief to argue and to debate and to quarrel about areas that we have no knowledge, talking about Allah and His name and His attributes and the verses of the Qur'an. And this is why our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, tala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadihi al-aya, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited this ayah, هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب آيات منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet, he recited this ayah, it is he who has sent down the book unto you, meaning to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of this book, there are verses which are the source of the book, which are the mother of the book, which are the bulk of the book. Those ayat are clear. And other ayat from the book are those that are unclear. And we should rid this statement from our tongues saying that this means allegory. There is no such thing as allegorical verses in the Quran. There is no such thing as allegorical verses in the Quran. There is no such thing as allegorical verses in the Quran. The verses are either muhkamat or mutashabihat, clear or unclear. And then Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Prophet recited that ayah all the way up to وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, only the people who have deep insight and deep understanding about the deen of Islam are those who are remindful. That what? That the bulk of the book are clear verses and the minority of the book are unclear verses, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same ayah, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and no one knows the explanation, the ta'wil, the tafsir, the sharh, the explanation, the exegesis of these ayat except Allah. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, and those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they say, كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّنَا, they say all of it is from our Lord. They understand what Allah is saying when He says there are verses that are clear and that are unclear. And they say all of it is from our Lord. So then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the Prophet recited up to that part of the verse, وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that those who are mindful of Allah, those who understand, those who have deep knowledge are the only ones who reflect. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِيهِ, when you see people arguing and debating and quarreling in it, meaning the Qur'an, trying to give the explanation and cross and confuse people between the muhkamat verses and the mutashabihat verses, the clear and the unclear verses, when you find those people doing that, those whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ, those whom Allah mentioned in that ayah, who seek zayg, الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ zayg, those who have this disease, they're trying to explain those verses that they have no knowledge and only Allah knows about. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَحْذَرُوهُمْ, beware of them. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should stay far away from arguing and debating and quarreling in terms of deen. And a man came to Al-Hasan al-Basri, one of the kibar al-ulama of the tabi'un, radiallahu anhu, one of the chief scholars from among the second generation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions. Al-Hasan al-Basri was sitting there and a man came to him. And the man said, Ya Aba Sa'id, ta'al hatta ukhamisaka fi al-deen. He said, Oh Abu Sa'id, which was the kunya of Al-Hasan al-Basri, come. I want to debate you. I want to argue with you in areas of the deen. I want to debate and argue with you and quarrel with you in areas of the deen. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, أَمَّا أَنَا فَقَدْ أَبْصَرْتُ دِينِي. As for me, I found my deen. وَإِذَا أَضْلَلْتَ دِينَكَ فَلْتَمِثْهُ. He said, and if you've lost your deen, then go look for it. If you lost your deen, go look for it, because I found my deen. Why? It's because quarreling is that which will cause doubt into your heart. It will cause confusion among the Muslims. It may even cause kufr. It may even cause a person to change their religion. And this is why some of the people of the past, they have told us, informed us, to stay away from this khusumat. They said because in khusumat, in arguing, a person that involves himself in arguing and debating and quarreling about the deen of Islam and the ahkam of Islam, especially those with no knowledge, they are the people who are akthar tanaqqul. They are the people who go back and forth, changing from this position to that position and from that position to this position. Why? It's because this is something that is reprehensible in Islam, to argue and to quarrel and to debate, especially in areas that we have no knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down this Quran, which is clear. And those people who are endowed and infirm in their knowledge and understanding of this deen, they are the explainers of this deen. They are the explainers of the Quran. They are the explainers of the sunnah. And those of us, the common people, who have no knowledge whatsoever, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implies in this ayah in the Quran, that this thing of talking about Allah is worse than shirk itself. وَمَا تَقُونُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That you talk about Allah with no knowledge, the scholars of Islam have informed us that if we don't stay away from this arguing and debating and quarreling, we might lose a great, great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fall into a tumultuous situation. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house. He came out of his blessed house, the house of revelation, ready to inform the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'een about Laylatul Qadr. And when he came out of his house to inform them, Talaha fulanu wa fulan, Talaha rajulani fitteen, bi Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion said that when the Prophet came out to inform them about Laylatul Qadr, the Laylatul Qadr of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is better than 1,000 months of worship. He found two men arguing from the Muslims. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because of their arguing, he did not inform them. Allah inspired him not to inform them. When was Laylatul Qadr? Simply because of quarreling. Simply because of debating. Simply because of controversy.
for brothers and sisters in Islam. Those of us who are laymen, those of us who are the common people, the masses, we should steer clear of arguing and debating and quarreling in the areas of Islam that we have no knowledge. And we should leave those issues, which are more than likely the majority of the issues in Islam, to those people, those scholars of Islam who are rafiqun fil ilm, who are firmly grounded in knowledge, who are able to explain the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, so that we don't fall into this type of kufr and this type of sin that is reprehensible in the Quran. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these verses of Quran and these hadith and these statements from al-Salaf al-Salih, our rightly guided predecessors, give us an indication that the asl, that the foundation of arguing and debating is reprehensible. It is something that we should stay far away from. But there are some cases of which arguing and debating is permissible. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, اُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call the people to the way of your Lord with hikmah, which the scholars of tafsir say it means, so we don't have to argue amongst ourselves what wisdom means, so we don't have to debate what wisdom means, so we don't have to quarrel and fall into controversies what wisdom here means. The scholars of Islam are unanimously in agreement that the word wisdom in that ayah means the sunnah. Call to the way of your Lord with the sunnah, وَمَوْعِظَةَ الْحَسَنَةِ, and beautiful admonition, handsome exhortation, and argue with the people in a manner that is best. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, do not argue with the people of the book, إِلَّا بِهَلَّتِي أَحْسَنْ, except that which is best, except in a manner with that which is best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah, the first ayah, gives us the commandment of calling the people in general to Islam with the sunnah and maw'idat al-hasana, with at-targhib and at-tarheeb, telling them the good things about Islam, telling them the good things about the Jannah, and telling them about the bad things that are going to happen to them in the hellfire, and arguing with them in a manner that is best. And then specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us of arguing with the people of the book. But when we argue with them, we should argue in a manner that is best. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear for us, brothers and sisters. He has made it clear for us that we should stay away from arguing and debating and quarreling in areas of deen. Because those who fall into this, even if they are correct, it might just make them fall into kufr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from kufr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from shirk. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from newly invented matters in the deen, those areas of the deen of which we have no warrant of introducing, and one of them is quarreling and debating and arguing and falling into controversies in the deen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.